Yo, what is up, guys? This is John from Late Nights with John and Devin. It is currently 3:30 in the morning. And let me just tell you a little bit about myself before Devin takes over. My name is John. I live in Huntington, West Virginia. And I'm 18 years old right now. Have no apartment of my own or anything, but that'll all change very shortly. I've known Devin for going on like 6 years or so.
Yeah.
So now that I've told you a little bit about myself, now Devin's going to take it away.
Sup, guys? My name's Devin. Currently 18 years old. Birthday is 420. I like to smoke weed, get money, hang out with my friend. That's basically all I do. Is work and smoke.
So, on to our first topic of the night. We're going to talk about the highest we've ever been. Now, I don't know about you, Devin, but when I was in Florida, we smoked some pretty damn good weed. While we were down there, we smoked Mr. Blue Sky.
Damn.
While we were down there, we got so high that we couldn't even really move.
That fucking high, bro?
Yeah. It was...
That's fucking intense.
We couldn't feel our legs to get out of the car, really.
So you were like, you smoked in the car?
Yeah.
Did you smoke at all during your vacation?
Yeah, like...
In the springs? Or like in the campground?
Yeah.
Lucky as a bastard.
So on to that.
When I went to Florida, guys, all I did was go to my family's house, sit around on the porch, and smoke weed 24/7. All I had was a weed plant to myself and plenty of rolling papers. So what I did one night is I made this double-decker blunt, as I call it. It's a blunt inside of a blunt. Fucking thick as fuck. And so what I did is rolled a fatty and I combined two regular papers to fucking roll around that. Let me tell you something, after that I got so high, I was, couldn't feel any part of my body anymore. I was, felt like I was on a bad trip, and that's basically me.
Good story. Now, on to our next topic of the night. We're going to talk a little bit about the city that we live in. Devin currently lives kind of right outside the city. But he used to live in Huntington, and he lived here for a long while. In the city of Huntington, West Virginia, we have had quite a big heroin epidemic. Now, due to this, a lot of the businesses that me and Devin used to know are no longer exist. Such as this place that me and Devin and a couple of our other friends used to go called Rare Drop. Now, from my experiences at Rare Drops...
But what is Rare Drops? You gotta tell them what Rare Drops is.
Rare Drops... It was a retro video game arcade, but it also had, like, newer consoles. It was actually the first place either of us had played Fallout 4.
Yeah, we all got around. We had, like, the Pip-Boy that came with it. And we sat down. We all took turns playing it. I got to go first, of course, because
me and Devin used to go hard on some fucking Tetris though. There,
we sat there for like 4 hours one time, just trying to beat each other's high score on Tetris over and over again.
And then they brought in that one machine that was like dual player.
Oh yeah, the dual player Tetris, which was fucking insane.
It was amazing.
We sat there and played that for hours. Basically, like Rare Drops is not just a big part of our old lives. It still holds a lot of memories. We walk by the old building every time we walk downtown, and we just always think of the memories. The old gaming lounge. You paid $3 to play games all day.
And then they started going under, and they raised the price to $10 for a day pass and stuff like that. And I can understand why. I have nothing against them. The owners were really chill. They were always in the store pretty much. And It was one of the only places in Huntington that you could get this one drink called Balls with a, it's spelled with B-A-W-L. And it was just really good.
It tasted like a mix of a Monster and like a Fanta, depending on the flavor.
Yeah, it was kind of an energy drink.
Also like a soda pop.
Yeah.
So basically more about ourselves. All we do pretty much is work. Well, John, not so much anymore. He literally just quit his job.
Yeah, I started this podcast right after I quit my job. I'm going to be looking for another job here in the near future, and I'll let you guys know how that goes.
I currently work at McDonald's outside the city. I sit there, work 11 hours a day, busting my ass. And John sat there, worked at this place of his employment for a year. And they started... Right around a year, and they started lowering his hours, stopping his pay, doing all this dumb shit. No matter what John tried to do, try to reason with them, they just wouldn't listen. So he finally had enough of it.
And I sent a well-thought message to my boss.
The message say, John will hopefully in the near future get a way better job that doesn't mess up his hours and stuff like that. Because I get paid every 2 weeks, John gets paid every week, but I made like twice his paycheck than what he got in 2 weeks. What I got paid.
Yep.
And his job pays more than what my job does.
Yep. Sure does.
He just got fucked, so he quit. He's probably gonna work fast food for the rest of his life. That's just John.
No, probably not, man. In the past, me and Devin had experimented with streams. We used to live stream and play video games. Oh. Now, we have been thinking for a while that we may try it again, now that we're a little bit older and shit. But let's talk about some of the experiences we had as two very young streamers. We, one time, were doing a Minecraft live stream. Now, during this Minecraft live stream, we were streaming for like 3 hours or something like that.
Had like 40 viewers and something.
And then this one dude from Israel, forget his name, but he joins the party that we're in because he swears that he can freestyle.
So we set him up for the test of freestyle to see how good he is. We invited him to our game, let him build his house real quick, invited him to his party. And then when we finally met up for him to start freestyling, he said, give him a minute so he can get ready, think of some things. So we did, gave him a few minutes. So
and he completely butchered everything.
He came back and was like trying to freestyle. He had no flow, no rhyme, no nothing.
It was pretty much just him talking fast.
The whole time. The whole time. Everybody in the stream was fucking roasting him. Which we played with him a little bit more after that and got to know the guy. He was pretty chill. He just couldn't rap.
Yeah. Nothing against the guy. I mean, I can't rap. I don't know about you, Devin, but...
I mean, it's like, thinking of that, like, where we met up with a viewer, that's nice. Because, like, when we first started out, we only got, like, 5 views every stream, and then we slowly started getting more. And I think our highest stream I ever got was, like...
Was that Minecraft live stream, man. It was, like, 90-something views.
90-something, which is great. It was
great. It was great for us because we had, like, 13 subscribers between the two of us at the time.
And we were, like, let's say, like, 14... 15.
My grandmother was still alive, and every time that she, I would tell her that I was getting ready to live stream, she'd be like, okay, don't be up there streamlining. Yeah, it was...
she didn't really understand the concept, but she still respected him enough to let him do whatever he needed to do.
Yeah. She knew it was what I loved.
Rest in peace, that lady.
Yeah, she died at the beginning of last year.
Well missed. She was there for most of my maturing ages of teenage years.
She was there my entire life. I mean, after my mom died, that's who took over.
Yeah, so took over, raised you from whatever age you were.
I was 8 years old.
8 years old.
No, going on eight.
8 to like 17, right? 8 to 17, that's almost 10 years.
Yep. Actually, it is 10 years.
Yeah, no. 8 to 18 would be 10 years.
Yeah.
It was almost 10 years. So, as much as she's known you, that's been like pretty much 2 years longer than I've known you, but she took me under. Known John for like 7, 6 years, which is a pretty damn long time if you think about it. We started hanging out after middle school.
Oh, after we got into middle school. We were in like 7th grade when we actually started hanging out.
Outside of school, we started hanging out in 7th grade. It all happened because of Rare Drops. My friend Michael and Trey invited us to hang out and go to Rare Drops one day. So we all met up at this college campus.
Marshall University.
Walked 40 minutes or so to get to downtown because we were sitting there dicking around the whole time. Finally got down there, had one of the greatest days of my whole entire life.
We ended up not leaving the place until like 1 in the morning when they closed.
Walked home, stayed up for another 4 hours playing Terraria.
Great game, by the way, I just say.
We like spent like 6 months straight every night playing that game with me, him, and my friend Michael. Our friend Michael. We played that game 6 months straight, hours and hours a day. Got so far in the game, but then our friend group fell apart, and now it's only me and John left.
Pretty much.
Not pretty much.
Well, they say when you go into high school, you figure out who your true friends are.
Yeah, I mean, Michael's...
He's there, but he's not.
Yeah, he distanced himself.
Yeah.
At times, he comes in, being all close and crap, and then the next moment, he's isolating himself.
Where is Michael right now? Didn't you say he's like out of town?
He's in Philadelphia.
Yeah, he's in Philadelphia right now.
His online friend he's been playing games with.
Django, isn't he?
Yeah.
Me and Devin used to be pretty close with Django, but then we had a falling out.
Samuel. His name's Samuel.
Yeah.
Fucking retard. Miss him. We used to play on turn together. Hours and hours.
Yeah.
About 150 hours of him.
Yeah, something like that. We used to play CSGO all the time before you got a back banned for cheating.
Okay, let me explain my cheating story here. I wasn't trying to cheat. Okay, I was, but like I wasn't trying to cheat as much as I did. I was just trying to see how wall hacks work because I was like 15 at the time and everything. So I installed some mods and decided to go on. I did not mean to join an official game, but I did. It took him about 2 weeks to finally get my VAC ban in, and I've been VAC banned for about a year now.
It's been almost 2 years.
It's been almost 2 years. I haven't played. I was like Silver 4.
Yeah, after that kind of happened, I got rid of my computer, and then he ended up selling me his computer. You ended up selling me your computer for $150.
It was like $1,000 computer sold for $150 because I just wanted to get rid of it.
But honestly, he had gotten it for a PlayStation 4.
Yeah, that I got for free. So I wasn't really worried about it. I didn't just waste no money on it. Plus, John really needed it more than I did.
Yeah, I mean, I used it more. Like, it's gotten love since then.
Yeah, and cigarette ashes, but...
Hey, that's besides the point. Don't worry about that.
He really puts out cigarettes on top of the computer. What freaking monster does that?
Devin, you do it too.
Okay, but it's not my computer.
Not anymore. We should still have the dignity not to do it.
You do it.
I know, but I don't have the dignity not to do it.
Neither do I.
I don't care about it.
Neither do I. It still runs. It still
plays. Yeah, I mean, we'll put it out on metal. It's not going to do anything to it.
We clean it off weekly, you know.
Yeah.
It's just, this podcast basically is just going to be us talking about random things.
Yeah, pretty much. That's going to be what it is.
Hitting our jewels and altos. Maybe once a month we'll get high on this podcast and tell our stories about our work.
Yeah, just let stuff flow.
You know, I had this stupid cusser come in today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was fucking, it was freaking retarded. I'm not allowed to cuss like it. Okay, yeah, it was fucking dumb. He came in and was like, you know the McPick 2? You know, the 2 for 4s we call it.
Yeah, yeah.
He came in here and was like, yeah, I want the McPick 2, the thing where you get 2 for 4. And I was like, oh, it's a 2 for 4. He was like, no. The McPick 2, where you get 2 items for $4. And I had to sit there and try to convince him that the 2 for 4 and the McPick 2, where you get 2 things for $4, were the same thing. And he was just hard-headed. It took me 30 minutes to finally get his order. And he called the managers and complained about me because I was taking too long with his order. Which I can't really help because he's just dumb. basically every customer that comes to my drive-thru.
Yeah, yeah. I used to get kind of some stuff like that because when I was working at Oscar's, I worked as a line cook. I either worked the grill or I did sets. Now, recently they had had me on prep, meaning I came in at 6 in the morning and prepared everything for the day. But when I'd be working sets, I would be sitting there and then get a fucking order that just made me say, wow, who the hell wanted this? Somebody wanted a deep fried peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Do they want it battered and everything, or do they just want us to deep fry regular
peanut butter and jelly.
The bread would get like so soggy, it would fall apart.
Well, yeah, yeah. But if you do it quickly and like turn up your fryer, it kind of like flash fries it, and it fries the bread before it turns mushy.
It doesn't sound like a bad idea. It's just
weird.
It's a weird, but I think it would taste kind of good. Like peanut butter and jelly by itself tastes good, but imagine it on toast. You put it on toast, it tastes even better.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you deep fry the whole thing, of course it's going to be 10 times better. Except it's just probably...
Pretty much everything is better when it's deep fried.
Okay, deep fry your oxtail on top of that.
So pretty much it.
Pretty much. Here, I'm going to hit a jewel and an oxtail at the same time. If I can find my jewel, it's on my lap. God, never mind. Y'all ready for me to die? Before I do this, I want to tell you something we found out earlier. If you put a jewel pod inside of an alto, it hits.
Not very good, but it hits.
It hits, but not well. It means alto is superior to jewel. Not sponsored.
You can put a jewel pod in an alto, but not an alto pod in a jewel.
No, you really fucking can't. The only thing I don't like about the alto is it's much thicker. Thicker than the jewel, so it's harder to hide.
Yeah.
At work. Okay, well, I'm about to take two big hits of this each of these, so if I die, I die. John, tell a story while I'm doing it.
Alright. So, on to some of my favorite video games. Some of my favorite video games are 7 Days to Die. It's gotta be like my number one favorite
right
now.
That's the best fucking game.
Night Before Last, I stayed up until like 3 in the afternoon, just playing 7 Days to Die, and I woke up at 2 the day before. It took me like 16 hours, but I completely redid the entire Aztec Ruins in the Navascade map. Now, Devin can protest to this, like,
he did a pretty damn good job, I'm not gonna lie. And then what he did is he saved the game, and then he absolutely fucking destroyed that bitch. Mm-hmm. He blew out all the supports, watched it all fall.
Yeah, that was some funny shit. I felt so bad destroying it, but
I mean. It was satisfying to watch. He blew out all the supports and the whole freaking mountain like started collapsing down and buried the whole ruins of everything.
Yeah, it was pretty legit.
It was pretty legit. And my favorite game personally of all time would have to be Skyrim.
Obviously. Skyrim. You can't forget the OG.
I got that game when it first came out in 2011.
I got Oblivion when it first came out. And
Oblivion is like...
I played the hell out of that game. I was little and I didn't even know how to play it, really, but I played the hell out of it.
I played Skyrim in total. I'm just guesstimating here, probably around like 6,000 hours since 2011. I played like 6 playthroughs on the computer, and like my PS4 has like 37.
Now, of course, that's probably an over exaggeration.
No, it most definitely is, but I have a hell of hours on there.
We both have over 1,000 hours in the game. I own it on every console I've ever had.
Me too. Like, I've only owned PC and like.
I've owned it on PC, PS4, Xbox 360, Xbox One. Like.
Okay, Mr. Rich Kid, calm down.
I don't have any of those consoles except the PC and a PS4 anymore.
You don't even use your PS4. He doesn't even use his PS4 anymore.
No, just... not really. It's just sitting collecting dust in a closet right now.
But you have a PC Master Race.
But yeah, you're right. Now, that's a topic that could be debated.
It could be like some
of the stuff in like PS4 and like consoles. It does run more efficiently because the game can only run at a certain FPS.
Yeah.
Some
games are more optimized for PS4. PS4 has some items that are way better than Xbox. Xbox has some items
for
PS4.
For instance, The Last of Us, you can only get on PS4.
The Last of Us was such a great game. I really can't wait for the second one to come out.
Yeah, like...
How long? Remember where we played it together? Like, we used to, like, FaceTime all the time, play games. So we played a single player game, we played through it together in like 2 days. It took us like 15 hours, I'd say, because we sat there trying to get every Easter egg and everything.
Yeah, which is hard.
And then you can replay it again and again and again to get more outfits and shit, which is basically just aesthetically, you know, it's still pretty cool.
Yeah.
I replayed that game recently, you know?
Oh, you did?
I did, it was pretty good.
I've been meaning to replay it, but I just haven't gotten around to it.
It's way better the second time you played through it.
Oh yeah, I've played through it like 3 times.
Because like you think you remember everything, but then you get there at a certain point and you're like,
oh shit,
what the fuck do I do?
Or you like see a cutscene that you don't remember.
Yeah, you're like, this is not right, man.
Now, very recently I actually started playing Oblivion again. And, oh my god, so much shit just brings back nostalgia.
Yeah, playing any old game like that would bring back so many.
Like, I remember the first time I played Bully again since, 2009.
I remember begging my mom whenever I had a PS3 to get the Spectrum Remastered Edition on PS3. I begged her for like 2 days straight just to get that game. It's so worth it. Remember like whenever you finally got like the skateboard and you can go outside the school?
Yeah.
I think that's my favorite point in the game is whenever you can finally leave the school.
Yeah, I mean that tends to be everybody's favorite point because you actually get to explore more than just the school.
Yeah, I mean, the school is nice and I'll beat up all those little frat boys, but like once you get them, beat out random pedestrians, it's much better.
Yeah.
You get run over by cars and shit. Get
caught by the cops. Yeah, sent back to the school.
But just, like, if you got caught in real life skipping school like that and doing all that dumb shit, you wouldn't just get sent right back to the school. You'd get in, like, some serious NBA.
Yeah, but in that, you literally just fucking mow grass if you get in trouble.
That minigame was so freaking dumb.
Yeah, so was the snow one. Where you had to...
Oh, the snow, the football. No, I hated cutting the football field. That was the worst.
Yeah. If you got in trouble a lot, that's what happened to you.
Yeah, cut the whole football field. It's like the little lawn that you have to cut when you get minorly in trouble is not too bad. It takes like maybe like 3 minutes, but the football field takes like 10 freaking minutes.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
And it's a waste of time. Like,
who's actually going to be doing that?
Well, you have to if you want to play.
True that. Like, but you don't have to do it if you don't get caught.
That's true. I usually never got caught unless I was beating up the nerds.
So, in the news today, I heard about a earthquake.
Earthquake, yeah, the one in,
It's Indonesia.
Indonesia.
A 6.9 earthquake actually hit Indonesia today. Well, I say today because like we haven't been to bed yet.
No, it's late nights. Remember?
Yeah, it's late nights with John and Devin. I mean, it's kind of hard to...
Currently 3:45.
Yeah.
AM, you know.
There's not much later you can get than after midnight. But a 6.9 earthquake hit Indonesia today, and it happened on the island of Java, prompting a tsunami warning that was actually like a warning for 4 different parts of Indonesia. Now, Indonesia is not that big of a country.
It's
a decent size.
It's mostly spread out like islands and shit.
Yeah, it's mostly like islands.
If it gets hit by a tsunami, that shit's gonna flood a lot.
But they have since, like at like 10:30 this morning, they went ahead and did get the go ahead to end the tsunami warning.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, the tsunami warning was
just in case.
Put in place just in case. They evacuated the people from the low-lying areas and stuff like that. But shocks of that earthquake was actually felt in the capital of Jakarta, which was 240 miles from the epicenter.
That's one powerful.
Yeah, it was a pretty powerful earthquake. I mean, it wasn't like the one that hit Haiti years back.
Yeah, I mean, still, prayers for the family.
Speaking of earthquakes, did you hear the recent earthquake that happened in, like, L.A. in California somewhere?
I think it was San Francisco or something.
San Francisco or something like that.
Yeah, it was in California.
But
I heard about it.
A pretty big earthquake hit there, and they have been feeling aftershocks from it.
Yeah,
they said that it doesn't really raise the likelihood of a the big one that they were talking about from the San Andreas fault. But they are monitoring and keeping a closer watch on it now.
California's having a bad time the last few years. That big old drought, that big old huge forest fire.
There was a brush fire that happened there about a week back.
There was a brush fire that turned into a big forest fire a few months ago.
Yeah, you're right. That's California for you.
We're so dry.
Hell has to open up somewhere, yeah. So it chooses...
Chooses California.
It'll
break off one day.
Yeah, one of these days.
It's probably not like.
I want to get your honest opinion about something, Devin. What would you do if the Yellowstone caldera erupted?
Fuck, dude. Well, first of all, I don't know what I would do, because we'd be dead.
No, not exactly. Well, because we live far enough on the East Coast that we would just get moderate, like, ash from it. But, like, the places that are, like, in the Great Plains and more towards the West... They're kind of fucked, like, honestly.
You gotta think about it, though. One super volcano earthquake will cause a chain reaction and all the other super volcanoes to erupt.
Not exactly, but they've also discovered some evidence to show that the magma chambers that lead to it, stretch into many of the other states. Making it worse, but almost daily I check the Yellowstone volcano website.
I've been to Yellowstone.
Oh, you have? Yeah. How was that? We got interrupted, but here's Devin's story about Yellowstone. This is going to be our last story for the day. And let's just hear it, Devin. How was it?
It was very tiring because you have to travel across. If you want to see every single thing, you got to travel across like the whole park, which is like in like four states or inside the park. So what we did is we started at the entrance, in one state.
Were you able to drive your car?
You can drive your car through there. You can. It's just one point to see Old Faithful. You can. You have to park and walk a long time, get there. It's highly worth the walk, though. It's beautiful when it goes off. Luckily, we got there right whenever it was going to go off, so we got to see it explode. Highly recommend. And the sulfur springs there. Oh my god, it stinks. Rotten eggs. You can smell it from like 3 miles away. You walk out, we're sitting there enjoying a geyser, like a natural geyser, and we're like, smell like ass. And someone was like, yeah, it's the sulfur springs. Then I went to Colorado right after. This is the last part of the story. It was like right after we got out. And we went to the mountains next to the Colorado River. And we were there in the log cabins. And, you know, they had a bowl out back on this park bench with free weed that you could smoke out of. And the only reason I didn't is because I was with my parents, you know. Doing a lot of dumb shit. I still took a hit or two, not gonna lie. Okay, yeah, but...
I know me and you were planning on going on, like, a trip to Ireland and... Scotland. I don't know, I'm a little bit tired. It is like currently 4 in the morning.
4:42 a.m.
It's about 5 in the morning.
Mm, yeah.
But, pretty much, we don't know exactly when we're going to do it. We just know at some point in our lives that we want to go take a trip to Ireland, Scotland.
Yeah. And see our family history. He's from Ireland, I'm from Scotland. Not like our ancestors are, not us personally.
We were born in the good old USA.
I was born in good old West Virginia here, boys.
Yeah, I was born in West Virginia, but grew up in Ohio.
Oh, you're a West Virginia boy, too.
No,
you're born in West Virginia, you're gonna be a West Virginia boy.
Thank you.
Try to be Ohio boy, is that what you're trying to say? Get the fuck back to Ohio.
Get the fuck out of my house, dude, Devin.
I mean,
it's a fuck.
It's fuck, damn. I live here now.
Alright. Well, that concludes the first episode of Late Nights with Devin and John.
I promise they'll get better. It's just the first one's always awkward.
Yeah, this is our pilot episode.
It's our first anything with an online audience in like 3 years. So it's like,
we will pick this up tomorrow night.
Yeah, we're going to do this monthly smoke session tomorrow.
Yeah, hopefully.
Well, hopefully, no, we're not going to smoke. If we're getting weed, we're not going to smoke until we make the podcast.
But tomorrow we have to go paint and stuff, and that should be all right.
Yeah, it'll be fascinating.
Yeah, it's not a very big place.
Master painter.
But we will catch you guys in the next episode. Until then, stay saucy, and see you guys in the next podcast.
Okay, I love you guys. What you gotta do? Yeah, hi.